morning's scripture reading is from Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. You can find it in your pew Bible, if you like, or you can just read along on the screen. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into their home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by many of her tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, David. You know, Travis was on barefoot while he was playing because this is holy ground. Thank you, Travis. Can you believe that it's middle of July already? That means half of the summer is gone. I planned many things for the summer, and I don't think I got half done yet. But it's already almost half over. For the summer, we planned many things. I'm going to do this and do that, family vacation, and you know, travel, soccer, and also scout camp, and doctor's visit still coming up, many things. And also as a church, we have a busy summer. We have VBS coming up, different mission trips to Haiti and Roanoke, and suddenly dinner on 29th. Some of the meetings that we recently have and coming up, council ministry meeting, admin council meeting, strategic committee meetings, and UMW, UMM, mission committee meetings, and so forth. So we are really busy with many things. When we have many things to do, let me share with you. That's what I have here. Can everybody see this? When we have many things to do, and we plan and try to do, but because we are limited human beings, we cannot get things done, and then we may respond like this. And I want to add a little bit here. This is not horns, but meaning angry and frustrated and kind of fuming with anger, and that can happen. We try many things, plan a lot, and things are not getting done, and due date coming, you know, we get frustrated and angry. And then, learning from the example of Martha, what do? We turn to our loved one, we start to blame them. There's a pattern. Even going beyond that, we even blame God. That's one way to live and one way to have a great summer. And another is, like Mary, very happy. This person doesn't plan a lot, just plan one or a couple of things through prayer and follow that up in spite of oppositions, in spite of criticisms, in spite of some of the setbacks, and follow through and get things done. In that way, this person is happy. Reading this scripture, this was a really amazing thing to me. You know, her sister Martha came and she was fuming, frustrated, and saying, "Oh, you know, you should have helped me. You know, that's not right. You're spoiled. You know, all that." And that, in the midst of all these many angry words of her sister, Mary didn't say a single word, try to defend, try to explain. Isn't that something? Have you seen some people like that? Because his or her soul is so calm. well-ordered and connected to God so securely because of if somebody comes and attack you and criticize you and blame you, that person even doesn't say a single word, just smile. That person is even beyond above those conflicts. I believe you have seen some of those people like that. So the goal is I want you all be like Mary, not this. So how about we put this? We all want to be like this Mary. What is that? Happy, calm. Our spirit is in good order and we are securely connected to our Lord and Savior. Yes, there are challenges. Yes, car breakdown. Situation at job and family. Chemo treatment coming up. Those things are there. But because of our connection to Jesus Christ, because we are following God's purpose and clarity and priority, we are living beyond those ups and downs with calmness and good order to our soul. I want you have that kind of life, and I want our church be like that. That's our goal. So the question is, how may we live like Mary with a clear priority, with a clear focus and purpose of life, and what are the things that we can do so that we can live like Mary, that calm, well-ordered, and good connected life with our Lord Jesus Christ. With that, I want you to go with me to the scripture. First, in Luke 10:39, this is what we hear. She had a sister named Mary, Martha, who Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. When you think about this, this seems very simple, but this is very important and significant. It says, here's the difference. What set apart Mary from Martha is, in terms of a choice and behavior, this one thing set her apart from her angry, frustrated, upset sister. What was that? Mary chose to sit at the feet of Jesus, and next word, heard Christ's word and teaching. That's how she ordered her life and priority. That was very clear to her. And this is the greatest secret of our spiritual vitality and strength. This seems so obvious, but we often miss this. When we spend the first thing as our priority, spend time with our Lord at the feet of Jesus, believing that as we take time, open the Bible, pray to God, believing that I'm having direct, uninterrupted time with my Lord and Savior. And the Lord will speak to me. The Lord will give me clear priority and focus for my life. In that faith, we practice that, and that's what we will get at. And that's what happened to Mary. I'm sure Mary was aware of the need. I'm sure that Mary had knowledge about the things to be prepared, food and setting up the table and cleaning and many things. But one made Mary, instead of doing those things along with her sister, she chose to go and sit again at the feet of Jesus and listening his word. She had a different spiritual perspective. What the spiritual perspective? I'm thinking something like this. To Mary, this is a rare opportunity and special privilege that she can sit down at the feet of Jesus. You mean me? Just and Jesus alone? Without anybody, no crowd interrupting, just me and Jesus alone? You mean I get to ask all questions about the kingdom of God? He'll answer all my spiritual questions? He'll tell me about the kingdom of God. He'll tell me directly that how much God loves me. I don't want to miss that. That is so important. You know, back then, only men, male people, male disciples had that privilege. To women, it was rare. And Mary said, this is so rare and great. What is the word? Opportunity and privilege. I don't want to miss. Dinner preparation, that can wait 30, 40 minutes. It's okay. But to me, I don't want to miss this. That spiritual priority and perspective. And she got that. How many of you heard the person named Henry Nouwen? He was a Catholic and wonderful spiritual person, did great things. The things that impresses me is he taught at Yale and Harvard, at Divinity School there. He was so good, wonderful, deep theological thinker. By the way, he was a Catholic, that's okay. But he was so wonderful and deep spiritual thinker. And later, he gave up those prestigious positions and recognition, went to Canada and fed and helped retarded people in changing their diapers and then, you know, feeding them, and then he died. I heard when I was in Nashville, I heard once Henry Nouwen was there and gave lecture. I knew that after the effect. And you know what? I wish that I was there. I wish that I knew that Henry Nouwen is coming, and then I would even skip the class and I would be there and listen to him speaking. Here's the thing, friend. But if Mother Teresa would come back and give lecture or talk, wouldn't you go there? Wouldn't you clear your calendar? And here's wonderful news, that is, Jesus Christ, we can meet him every day. There's no interruption. There's no busy signal. There's no, you know, but booked up those things. We can sit at the feet of Jesus every day and hear his word. In that way, we can have clarity, priority, absolute sense of a purpose of life. And we can have this calm and ordered life. We can do that. That's what Mary did. When we spend time with Jesus, at the feet of Jesus, listening his word, yes, we'll have this clarity and focus and priority of our lives. But at the same time, we also will have strength to withstand criticisms and attacks along the way. In other words, we are able to stick to the discovered and given priorities and focus from God. In Luke 10:40 and the following, we hear that Martha was angry and upset. And I explained to you last Sunday, she was not just coming and saying nicely, but she was screaming and yelling out of anger and resentment against her sister and also even to Jesus. And this is how Jesus answered her. The Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, there's a concern. There's even a deep sigh. You still don't get it, Martha? You still don't get it? How come you don't realize that I'm here, the Savior of the world? I'm here, I'm visiting you. Don't worry about those six-course meals. Just one or two is enough. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to spend time with you. I want to give you wisdom and direction of life." But Martha wouldn't listen to that. And she was coming and screaming and yelling. And the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There's need of one thing only." Or some manuscript says, "a few things only." And Mary, hear this, has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. Mary knew that her big sister is going to be angry and mad at her when she refused to neglect it. Was it that I'm going to do that later? And went and sat at the feet of Jesus. Mary knew that her sister is going to be angry and upset. Mary, knowing and having grown up together, Mary knew that that's what her big sister Martha going to do. It come and screaming and yelling and throwing fit. Mary knew that. But did that reality, awareness of criticism, attack, opposition, stop her from pursuing God's priority? No. Even knowing that, I'm sure that she knew that that's what's going to happen, or even knowing that, due to the strength that she received from God, she was able to stay on the course and kept God's focus and priority and stay on that. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? The fear of her sister's anger, resentment, that didn't stop her from staying on God's priority. In the Gospel of John chapter 12, we hear similar commitment and strength from Mary. In John 12, Mary anointed Jesus. Mary anointed Jesus with a very expensive perfume worth about man's 1 year's age. Thinking of your income in this area demographic, say you make $100,000 or, you know, $150,000, that's kind of somewhere in between. That's demographic study shows. So, you know, Mary, imagine that, brought that huge amount of money worth of perfume and broke it and anointed Jesus just in a single day, that one place. Do you think Mary didn't know when she decided to do that? Lots of people will say lots of bad things about her. Her choice of the way of she's using that money. She knew that Judas and the disciples, people say, that's not smart. That's a crazy thing to do. I don't know what she was talking, what she was thinking about. That is really, really stupid thing to do. You know, that should have been sold and given, then money should have been given to the poor. You know, what was she thinking? See that? Mary knew that people will complain, blame, and criticize and attack her. But the question here again, did that fear stop her from following God's priority, God's focus, God's mission for her? No. Unlike other people, I say because she spent time with Jesus regularly, and also she heard from Jesus, she knew that Jesus is the Savior and Lord who will die for all human sins, and that's going to happen soon. She wanted to express her thanks and gratitude to Jesus. This is almost kind of a consensus among the New Testament scholars. And what if we read the Bible carefully, the gospel carefully, Peter and the disciples, they didn't get it. Sorry, guys. We men disciples, we didn't get it. Sometimes what Peter talked about, he had no idea what he was talking about. But few women like this Mary, they got it. And stuck to it. Today's message is not an encouragement to neglect serving, or I'm not saying that we should despise those people who serve, doing things like a kitchen or a food pantry and those things. That's not what the Bible teaches, and that's not my intention. This is the message I believe God is giving us today. When, like Mary, we make this as our priority, spend time in the presence of Jesus Christ with the Bible open, listening to the Word of God, then God is faithful and surely and indeed will give us clarity, focus, and purpose of life, and strength to to withstand criticisms, attacks, and any oppositions. So as an individual and as a family, brothers and sisters, I want you to be like Mary. By spending time with God, without blaming other people, without shifting blame, it is each and every one of us, it is my choice and your choice. We have no one to blame. That was Martha's problem. Your spiritual growth, your spiritual development, your life, your connectedness to Christ is your responsibility. Even serious, don't blame me. We have the Bible. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the presence of God with us always. Always ready to hear for us. You know? So I want you to choose to be like Mary. And also, as we study and discuss the book Simple Church, our intention is not only as an individual, but as a family, but as a church family. I have so many regrets, so many things I had actually had to say and sit down and then repent to God. You know, I added so many things without clear focus and clarity and priority. And I'm very sorry. I read many books. I could talk about them, this and this things, Harvard Business Review, latest, you know, theory on leadership, but I didn't stick to those priorities. And I'm very sorry for that. I need to do differently, and we need to do things differently. In that way, we can really, really focus on God's priority, God's clarity, and stick to them. And you grow as disciples, and we grow as disciples of Jesus Christ. And would you pull out your bulletin? And Melissa did a great job, so let's use it. What God has said to me today is this. When you and I, we spend time with God, the first thing for the day, God will surely speak to us regarding our priorities and focus and purpose of life. Amen? And strength to overcome oppositions and criticisms. That's today's God's promise for us. And this is what I'm suggesting for you to consider to put into practice. We are moving. What I'll do with this. First, would you put in your calendar, set a daily alarm, or you may be using your smartphone, set a fixed time so that you can be with the Lord. Take that privilege and honor sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ, spending time in the presence of our holy and loving God, and get to hear priority, clarity, and direction for you and your family. Mark your calendar. Set that as your schedule. Non-negotiable, and find a designated place that you will do that. Closet or kitchen, bathroom, wherever that may be. Would you do that? That is number one. Number two is, this could be a little bit personal, but is there any person or specific environment that often present stumbling blocks to you in terms of keeping you from pursuing, following, sticking to God's clarity and focus and purpose? Is there some person or persons or specific environments, you know, with your good intention, when you meet that person, when you have that person brings all kinds of negative things and skepticism, and because of that, that person dampens your spirit or specific environment. We all have that. You know, here's the tricky thing. Likely that will come from very close and loved ones. Remember, Mary, from whom? It's not from the crowd, from a sister. We need to spiritually be aware of this. Be aware of this. And let us, with the help of the Holy Spirit, determine to withstand and stick to God's priorities in spite of those things. Okay? And one more, would you write down Jeremiah 29, 13 and 14. It says, "For surely I know the plans I have for you." God is speaking to us. "I'm going to give you my clarity, my focus, and my purpose for you. I have plans for you. Plans for your welfare, not harm, to give you a future with hope." Here's a great promise. "When you call upon me and come and pray to me, I'll hear you. When you search for me, you'll find me. If you seek me with all your heart, I'll let you find me," says the Lord. Here's the thing. If you seek me with all your heart, the first thing in the morning, by setting aside time, keeping up other things, newspaper and other things, if you do that, I'll give you clarity, focus, and purpose of life. And also I'll give you strength to overcome criticisms and attacks and oppositions. I'll bless you. That's what God says. Trustees, could I ask you? I brought this Gorilla Glue. How about we buy this and give to each family? Do you have money for that? So that we can remember we stick to God's priorities. Let us pray. Our loving God, we give you thanks for your patience. While the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the Creator of the universe and Redeemer, Sustainer of our life and strength, standing at the door knocking to have fellowship with us, to give us direction, clarity, purpose, priorities of our lives. Oh Lord, we ignored you. We are busy in doing other things. We want our change. Lord, help us that we, like Mary, spend our time with you, seeing this as great honor and privilege. Help us, O Lord, that we carve this time and make sure that we put this on our calendar and smartphone and sit in your presence with the Bible open. In that way, we receive clarity, purpose, and direction for our life. Thus we be anchored to you and connected to you. Lord, also we confess that we are weak. Give us, through the Holy Spirit, the strength that we can withstand beyond criticism, negative things, and any oppositions, so that we become like Mary, so that we grow as disciples, and we help others to grow as disciples of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your wonderful promise. If we seek you with all our heart, you will answer us. You'll give us direction and strength. Praise your holy name, Lord, for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.